I'm Jeff Halpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you are listening to or watching No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2574, and welcome. Today's show includes several reminders about how to work with executive search firms. It's a different universe than some of you have been involved with up until this point, and I just want to remind you about or give you a couple of pointers about what the experience is like and how to do your part of it. Hope you find the show helpful. Please give the show a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it. Please click. Please share it on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you're on social media. Please share the show. It helps other people discover it. You're not doing a bad thing, you know. And we'll be back in just one moment. Hi, I'm Jeff Halpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm called the Big Game Hunter. Starting with my time doing executive search, I would hunt down leaders and staff for organizations. Did it for a long time. And now I'm a coach who offers no BS career advice to people globally. I wanted to talk with you about reminders about working with an executive search firm. Now, for some of you, this may be your first dealings with one because you're finally at that level where you're going to be interacting with executive search firms. And it is going to be different than in the contingency world. So for those of you who are experienced with this is a reminder. And for those of you who don't have that experience, it is different than working with contingency firms, at least most contingency firms. So the first thing I'll just remind you of is be open and honest about your career goals and expectations. You know, they want to know what your thinking is because it's going to affect their client. And as such, if your goals and expectations don't fit what their client can offer, they don't want to waste your time. Amazing, isn't that? For those of you who come out of contingency and are used to having someone bully you into a role, this is a different world. Be ready to share your resume and work history in detail, which means keep your resume up to date. Understand that the search firm is operating on behalf of its client, not you. They're not representing you. They're not trying to place you in a job. They're trying to fill a position with one of their clients who's prepared to pay them for a successful search. As such, I'll remind you to follow up with the search firm if you haven't heard back from them in a reasonable amount of time, which means you really ought to ask them when you might expect to hear from them next. Understand that, you know, there's always a degree of slippage, but they want to tell you when to hear from them. They don't want to get pestered by you unnecessarily. With that, keep the search firm informed of any major life changes that may affect their search, their representation of you. So if there's a family member who's ill or is accepting a position that would pull you away from a reasonable location for this position or their position, then let them know and withdraw your candidacy. And if you're not interested in their role, stay in touch with them. Drop them a quick email or text to let them know what's going on with you professionally, even if you're not actively looking for a position. Understand the search process and what to expect from them. And that's something that you can discuss at the first conversation with them. And with that, be professional and respectful when communicating with them and their clients. Don't be a jerk and act stupid or rudely with anyone. With regard to the client firm and position, do your research before having a first conversation with them. Listen to what they say. Don't accept it at face value. Independently confirm it. Be open to feedback and coaching from them because they know their client better. And they can guide you through each of the steps in the process in order to present effectively to their client. Keep your references up to date and be ready to provide them when requested. Concurrently with that, keep your LinkedIn profile up to date and professional too. This one is probably, I should have done this first. be open to new opportunities in industries you may not have initially considered. After all, the person who gets ahead isn't always the smartest or work the hardest. Although those are great qualities to have, people get ahead by being alert to opportunity. Sometimes they're internal to their organization, sometimes they're external, sometimes they're in roles and in industries you haven't considered, but you can learn about and determine whether it suits you. If you're asked to sign a confidentiality agreement or an NDA, you know, understand it, what the requirements of it are, and don't betray the commitment that you've made. Be prepared to discuss salary and benefits, particularly if your thinking has changed over the course of the search. From the beginning to the end of the search, make sure you communicate that so that there are no surprises. Lastly, be patient. Trust the process. It usually takes longer than anyone anticipates. They're going to generally communicate well with you, but you need to be patient too. So I hope these reminders are helpful to you. I'm Jeff Altman. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There's a ton on the blog to help you. Plus, you can schedule time for a free discovery call or coaching session. I've got a trusted advisor service where you can put yourself on my calendar to discuss a difficult situation. I'd love to help. Also, at the site, you can find out about my courses, books, and guides. Again, a lot there to help. Lastly, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.